You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Federal law guarantees kids with disabilities have equal access to education. But what that actually looks like for Michigan students very much depends upon where you live. An investigation by Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity Project and Bridge Magazine turned up disparities in the way schools choose which students should be in special education and the actual level of those special ed services. Sarah Alvarez with State of Opportunity is with us now, along with Bridge Magazine writer Ron French. Ron, how many Michigan kids are identified as needing special ed services?
Currently, about 1 in 8 Michigan students are identified under one of the categories as in need of special education.
And how does that compare to the national rate?
It's actually about the same as the national rate. So we're not out of the ordinary there. What was illuminating was, though, the differences between the districts. When you look, that it's not 12% in every district. You have districts where more than 1 in 5 students are identified as special education. You have other districts where less than 1 in 25 are identified as special education.
Give us a clear idea why the percentage of kids in special ed matters.
It matters a lot because once you are identified as in need of special education, your education trajectory changes dramatically. Your chance of graduating drop a lot. Your chance of dropping out increase. Your chance of suspension goes up. And so once you are identified, your chances of having an economically successful life drop.
Sarah, you've been talking to parents and kids to get an idea what it looks like to these disparities from districts. What are you hearing?
Well, there are a lot of disparities. And I think the biggest indictment of the system is that truth, that it hurts your chances to be economically successful in the future if you're identified as special education. That's not the way special education is supposed to work. And I think it is different in every district. And it's not that teachers aren't working hard. It's not that people, are intentionally punishing these kids. But we have a history in this country of wanting kids with special needs and who are in special education to be kind of outside of the mainstream. And so I think there still is some fighting against that. And some of these kids are difficult to manage. One of the people that I interviewed who's a special education director in Livingston County said she often thinks it's an issue of skill rather than will. The people want to do right by these children, but they don't necessarily have the skills to make an impact with them, and that can be very frustrating. It's also that a lot of parents don't know their rights when it comes to special education and don't really know how to navigate the systems.
And you actually talked to one mother whose little guy was suspended 19 times in kindergarten?
Right. Now, the school can't confirm that because of federal privacy laws, but he was a kindergartner. He had an IEP, which is an individualized education plan. That's what kids in special education have. So we know that that plan wasn't working if he was suspended 19 times. She does think that things are getting better, but she's had to really learn how to be an advocate for her son, and it's something she's kind of had to learn from scratch.
Ron, what's out there to help a struggling student before somebody decides you're going to special education services?
Well, that's the key, and that is something that the state is trying to address now. They're trying to get some programs going, and a few school districts are doing it on their own. Some of the problem there is there's not a consistency. You have some districts that do a better job than others. But what you're finding is that, as you said, Cynthia, a lot of the efforts need to be made before they are identified as special needs. This was something I was shocked by. 80% of the students who are in special education have no cognitive disabilities. They ought to be able to learn. Experts seem to think that the state ought to be able to cut its special education figures by about half if younger students in the early grades were getting additional support before they are in special ed. And that's that we're talking about kids who are struggling to read, struggling with their math. When they struggle, they tend to act out sometimes. And so there were a lot of reasons why it's been traditional for schools to then place them in special education. But if you look at the rates, you see that schools that have decided to make a concerted effort at extra support for kids who are struggling in pre-K, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, their special education numbers go down.
Sarah, did anyone you talked to hold out distinct hope that these disparities might be evened out and things might become more consistent throughout the state?
They did. There are advocates, a lot of them, and special education teachers and directors who do believe that this move towards focusing on outcomes for kids with disabilities is very hopeful if we stick to it. And I have a lot of advice from parents to other parents on the State of Opportunity website and from some advocates as well. Everybody who I talk to is really hopeful about their own child's abilities and likelihood to be successful and the system overall. But it is not easy. And if it doesn't get more attention, it's unlikely to happen.
And the state recognizes the disparities exist. And that's the first step. I think that you're going to see a lot of efforts in the next 5 years or so to try to address these issues.
Ron French's story on special education for Bridge Magazine can be found at bridgemi.com. And you can hear Sarah's reports. Just go to michiganradio.org and click on the link for State of Opportunity. Sarah and Ron, thank you so much for talking with us.
Sure.
Thank you.